Okay, that was Red, Gold, and Green, and that was I Love Lamp. Yes, I Love Lamp with a P. And with me in the studio is the gentleman who is introducing us to this tune, something that was a soundtrack to part of his summer on a road trip along the Pacific Northwest with J.R. and Cole. Cole on the drums, J.R. on bass, and Harrison B. on guitar and vocals. Of course, he's right here. Hello, Harrison
B.
once again.
Good to be here still.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of fun, isn't it? When you like get into a band that you're not familiar with and you're on this road trip with your buddies and there's just something more, I don't know, resonant about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know. I am much more of a musical, I guess, creator and player than I am a listener, because I got a lot of music in my head. And so I have to be really careful what I put in there, because it immediately comes right back out in its own way. And, like, that was just a band that I could really get behind. And, like, I think they're doing things that are very current and very relevant and a lot of fun. And so when I heard it and I heard, you know, Dave Grohl's drumming behind essentially hip-hop beats, like, it was just like, yeah, this right now. And
so it, maybe it's consciousness, right? Because that kind of relates to your progression and your style, if you will.
Sure. And, like, we, you know, me and that band, you know, there are things, there are attributes of theirs that I obviously admire. Is there anything that they do that I feel like I should take away from? Probably not. I feel like we're too different, I guess, to really be able to meld the two. But I love those. I love that band. I love their debut album is out now. It's just self-titled Red, Gold, Green, and it's amazing. So, yeah, if Dave Grohl's behind it, so am I.
Okay. Well, you know, last I heard, you were a progressive American soul.
Sure.
And is that still the case?
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to change. And something that people are going to have to start getting used to with me is that I'm not going to be confined to any one type of musical endeavor. And so will there come a time when I put out an acoustic album again? Absolutely. There's one in the works right now. It's being mixed currently. But am I going to only do one thing? The answer is absolutely not. And anybody who would ask that of me does not have my best interest in mind. So quite frankly, I can't listen to it. So with this song, it is a complete, I don't know if you would call it an opposite, because if you really listen and you compare what's going on with this track that we're about to put out with some of the things that I've done prior that maybe were a little bit more low key, I think you'll notice that the roots are the same. My delivery and my cadences have not changed. Has the tempo increased slightly? Yes. Has the distortion gone up? Sure. But I'm a guitarist, and quite frankly, I spend the majority of my time being a lead guitarist, and I've worked really darn hard to develop that skill to a point where it's something that I consider a plus attribute of our show.
So this new single, Me, kind of emphasizes that?
I think so. I think it's the first chance that I've really had to showcase some abilities that, quite frankly, I haven't had for very long. And I think it's a good representation of, you know, a facet we're really trying to explore. So,
all right. Mm-hmm. Well, before we hear Me, your new single, which officially comes out Wednesday, but folks, it's kind of a debut/preview here.
That's right.
You have one more influence you want to
play
for us.
Absolutely. And so this is a guy that we covered all summer, and honestly, what this song in particular to me is just the blues in a very modern sense. And this guy named Gary Clark Jr. He's off of the Warner Brothers label.
Incredible.
And this is Bright Lights, and it's a song that hit about 3 or 4 years ago that I still haven't been able to give up. And you know, it's just about his tone to me. It's so meaty, and it has so much soul in it. And I think that he had the opportunity to be, you know, they tried to phrase him as the next Jimi Hendrix, and quite frankly, I respect him all the more for saying that's not me. I am Gary Clark Jr., and I don't want the pressure of trying to be somebody that I'm not. And this is what he's got and what he does, and I respect it. This is Bright Lights.